now, 7:14, listening to Daybreak, Fort St. John, 88.3 FM, Dease Lake, 98.1 FM, and Dawson Creek, 89.7 FM. A BC government watchdog is questioning who gets contracts for Site C. BC Hydro handed out 29 direct award contracts over the first year of construction. That's worth more than $5 million. Now, the story was first reported in the Dawson Creek Mirror. Integrity BC is concerned the best public interest is not behind how the contracts are being awarded. And I've reached Dermot Travis with the latest. He's the executive director at the watchdog organization. And good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
So listeners might be listening and thinking, okay, what's the big deal? What's the problem with who's getting the Site C dam contracts?
Well, I think first and foremost, this is probably the most least transparent project that we've seen in British Columbia in some time. The question about who's getting these contracts shouldn't be something that we actually have to go digging for. The Alaska Highway News shouldn't have had to file an access to information request to get this information. And even with the request, a good chunk of the information was redacted. This type of information should be routinely disclosed by BC Hydro and, frankly, by all Crown corporations. Part of the reason that it might not be routinely disclosed is that when you look through the list, you see a large number of companies that have donated to the BC Liberal Party, and you see at least two individuals who I would describe as friends of government. They may not have made donations, but you see their name come up time and time again on various government projects.
Okay, so, I mean, I'm not quite sure who these companies are. Are they hiring local? Are they local companies, though?
Well, some of them are local. Some of them are not local. I look at Frank Margatan, who was direct awarded a contract for $336,000 for Site C through a company registered in Alberta. And in the case of direct award contracts, you have to demonstrate above an award of $75,000 that the person or company receiving the direct award contract has such a specialized expertise, you don't need to go to public tender. And that $75,000 requirement is an agreement under the New West Partnership with the Western Provinces in Canada. Frank Margatan is a former vice president of Kiewit & Sons. He has construction experience, but by no means is he the sole person in British Columbia that has construction experience. Margatan was hired to review Site C's cost estimates prepared by BC Hydro back in 2014. He was asked to appoint a panel of experts. He appointed three other individuals to work with him, and two of those other individuals with him shared 80 years of experience at Kiewit & Sons. We're not talking about an independent panel review of due diligence. We're talking about an old boys network coming up with the answers that BC Hydro wanted to hear. And after Mr. Margatan's report was finished, they turned around to KPMG, asked KPMG to sign off on what the independent panel had come up with, headed by Frank Margatan. They got Gary Webster, a partner at KPMG, to sign it. Mr. Webster didn't point out that he's worked with Frank Margatan for 10 years. Okay. Again, old boys network, no transparency, no real due diligence, just due diligence in name for news releases, but not for spelling it out for the British Columbians as to whether or not this makes economic sense to go ahead with Site C.
You refer to it as an old boys club, but I mean, what's that to say, though, that a different approach could produce a better end result for the construction of the Site C dam?
Well, if you look at the OECD's 10 principles for public procurement, you see that BC falls short on quite a few of the 10 principles. One of the most important principles is that if you are going to have adequate due diligence on every stage of this project, whether it's a consultation, whether it's the various contracts that are getting awarded, you have to have total transparency. You have to ensure that the individuals that you're looking to provide you advice are in fact independent, that they're going to give you the best advice possible, not the advice you want to hear. And with Site C in particular, you see too many very intimate, close relationships between players that are working on the project, that are giving their seal of approval to BC Hydro's numbers in order that the BC government can hold them up as they did in December 2014, a week before Christmas, and see, we've done all our due diligence. But the funny thing about those two announcements that they made in December 2014 is they didn't name the people who had done this second appraisal for BC Hydro. And it's that type of transparency that's required so that ratepayers and taxpayers in the province can judge for themselves whether this is being done appropriately in terms of the best practices in procurement, or it's being done simply to ram a project through that's in the government's political interest, but not necessarily the public interest.
Looking at this from a business standpoint, though, I mean, okay, so set aside for a moment the issue of transparency, but, I mean, is the cost fair? I'm also thinking, will we see local hiring? And in terms of efficiency, wouldn't it be more important to kind of get things going, to get the project online, rather than kind of being stalled in the process of just trying to make sure that things are done, I guess, completely by the book?
Well, I think it's important to always do it by the book. You have to do it smart, not fast. And when you look at BC Hydro's track record on major infrastructure projects and you go back to their very first estimate for a project and their final cost, I think it gives us a good measurement to see how Site C might come in at the end of the day if it goes ahead. Northwest Transmission Line, the initial estimate was $395 million. Final price, $736 million. Interior to Lower Mainland Transmission, initial estimate, $600 million, now $743 and growing. And the software program for BC Hydro internally was first estimated to the BC Utilities Commission at $40 million. It's now $492 million and growing. I don't think anyone can have any faith in the numbers that BC Hydro puts out for infrastructure projects based on that type of a performance. Mm. And that's what happens when you rush infrastructure projects, when you rush procurement, when you go to your old boys network to make sure that you have all of your friends working on the project, but not necessarily the people who have the best expertise available to provide you the best advice, just the advice you want to hear instead.
Right. You always talk about the criticism that this is a rush project, but I mean, hasn't this not been like 30 years in the making, though, really? Like, I mean, this has got a long history. I imagine a lot of that information can be pulled from the years past on as this project's been get underway.
Well, if you go back to the 1980s, you'll find that Bill Bennett, the former premier at the time, actually looked at the Site C project, and he did what most sensible governments would do. He referred it to the BC Utilities Commission. The BC Utilities Commission gave it a thumbs down. Bill Bennett accepted their advice. That's what you do when you actually want to go about doing it the right way. Hmm. This project has been rushed, and rushed to the extent that the premier at Mr. Bennett's funeral had the audacity to say, I am going to get this project of yours past the point of no return. Well, the reality is, he gave it a thumbs down after the BC Utilities Commission gave it a thumbs down. It didn't make sense then. It doesn't make sense now. And for the premier to turn around and try to say that this is his project, she should be ashamed of herself for that. Absolutely ashamed. It was an inappropriate comment at the worst possible time. Now, in terms of Site C today, what taxpayers need to do in BC, not only look at the track record of BC Hydro in terms of initial estimate final cost, look at the other end of the country, Newfoundland and Labrador. Hmm. Muskrat Falls project, it's now billions of dollars over budget, way behind schedule, and is being called by the government itself as a boondoggle. Hmm. Now, if it can't be done properly in Newfoundland and Labrador after all the same assurances that we're being given in British Columbia, why do we expect BC Hydro to perform any differently? And when you look at the contracts that they've direct awarded, when you look at the amounts, when you look at what the rules are for direct award contracts, you ask yourself, this is way too cozy of a club.
Right. We'll have to leave it there, Dermot. I thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
Yeah, take care. Bye-bye. Dermot Travis was with the government watchdog group Integrity BC. CBC acknowledges that Dawson Creek Mirror reporter Johnny Wakefield first exposed the story through his Freedom of Information request. And what do you think? We throw this to you. Give us a call on our listener line. Your thoughts, 1-866-340-1932. Also email us, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca.